Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Beef stew.
Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with Kay Nicole.
Yes, and good night to you all. It's your girl, Kay Nicole, and y'all already know it's Ladies Night every Friday at 11. It's Ladies Night right here on B-Stew Radio. You know how your girl do. Got my man, my DJ, my boy, DJ Big Stu in the building. Stu just made it, man.
Yeah,
I don't know what's up with him and Capo. They doing big things, man. Stu just came from shooting a little piece in the movie, but you know.
Yeah, you're
going to
put that on low.
We're
going to
keep it on low.
You're going to put that out real soon. Shout out to all the homies that was on the set. Doing the video and the movie real big.
So, big things. Kappa doing the videos, doing the movies. Come on now. And they ain't taking me. I don't know what's happening.
We got you.
But you know your girl, dude, Kay Nicole. He's got something to talk about. Something to gossip about. Always got some good music. DJ Big Stu in the building always got the music popping. But you know, Stu, I have to talk about this last week and the Republicans with the Republican convention. I gotta touch a little bit of the politics, you know, so you know how we do. I know we probably got about an hour and a half on there. I'm gonna go with Stu, watch him do some of his acting so I could die laugh, you know? So, you know how we do it. Beast Stu Radio, this your girl, Kay Nicole, this Ladies Night. We got good music right here. We're going to have good entertainment because we're going to definitely chop it up about the politics, man. Politics, man. Make sure y'all get out there and vote because the options right now, it's either we go, keep moving where we going, or we go a complete opposite U-turn backwards. So, you know, y'all stay tuned in. It's Kay Nicole. I'm going to come right back. We got Stu. We're going to play some music. So, stay tuned in.
50. I get it. Came and bought it for beans. What the fuck? Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire. I write the check before the baby comes. Who the fuck cares? I'm stanky rich. I'ma die trying to spend this shit. Southside's up in this bitch. Yeah, I smell like the vault. I used to sell dope. I did play the block. Now I play on boats. In the south of France, baby. Sandro paid, get a tan. I'm already black. Rich, I'm already that. Gangster, get a gang. Hit a head in the hat. Call that a riddle rap shit. Fuck the shit. Bake the bread, a barber, I cut your head, a marksman, I spread a lead, I blood cut, chop your leg. Not fuck with the kids, I get bitch with the cig, I come where you live, you dig?
how I'll have to make them. Just understand, I got it well in hand. And oh, how I've planned. I spread love, there is no need to fear. And I just feel so good every time I hear.
Girl, K. Nicole.
Johnny Shadow.
Johnny Shadow on Beast Stu Radio.
She's produced by DJ Big Stu. Yes. Just letting y'all know that.
I like Johnny Shadow. He's a funny person. He had me dying the other night.
Yeah. You know, Johnny Shadow's an R&B singer. For those of y'all that don't know, you can't see him. You know what I mean? He just don't want to come out. He's homeless. He sleeps under the 6 train, under the train tracks. But you just hear him sing. You know, he just be sending me music from Beast Through Radio. I send him tracks, and he sings them. That's why it sounds a little crazy. He remakes songs. He don't care. He just remake whatever song you want to make, and, you know, we put it together. So we're going to be showing y'all a lot of Johnny Shadow, what he called Under the 6 Train music.
Under the 6 Train. Johnny Shadow, watch out for Johnny Shadow. A lot of y'all done seen Johnny Shadow, but y'all ain't know he had a little singing talent. Oh, man, this whole week I'm listening to the Republican convention. You know, I'm sorry, but this voting year right here, this voting year is really driving me crazy. Like, I'm so focused and tuned
this
in.
This race, this voting year.
I mean, it's just so,
this
like,
is when the Republicans don't mind showing that they're Ku Klux Klan members this year.
It seemed like they just went beyond and above this running presidential election. Like, they did their thing. They showed they ass a little bit last year. But this year, wow, the disrespect. And to bring up the disrespect, I got to talk about Clint Eastwood. Now, you know what? I didn't even know Clint Eastwood was 50,000 years old. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know he was that old. I don't know why. I guess from the movie, you just see Clint Eastwood. The actors just seem like they're supposed to stay the same.
Yeah, he's 82 years old. Now they're trying to make 82 as an excuse, but They put his 82-year-old ass on the stage, not even on his hat, like he, oh, he's 82 years old. Why he
that
put his ass on the stage?
That 82-year-old man still making movies.
Yeah, he making movies, he making his movies. I mean, the thing about Clint Eastwood is he's not even fully behind him.
No,
you know?
He's not fully behind him. His views are completely different.
Totally
he's a Republican,
different.
But he has different views on women's rights and different views
mm-hmm.
on the climate change and different views on a whole bunch of stuff that Mitt Romney has a different view. But he supported his party, his Republican Party.
You know what I think the Republicans are scared of? That this can turn to basketball, baseball, football, boxing. Once a black man gets in, it'd be nothing but black man. Now they were, oh my God, we'll never get the president feedback, you know? And that's what, you know, you think about it, because Obama's done a lot of great things, and he's one of the most serious presidents for all the people that you can have. Of course, we
I mean,
all know.
Truthfully, he really is. Like, he has a real passion for trying to do something that's right.
And they hate to say, oh, you inherit this. Yeah, we inherit a billion-dollar war, man. I hope when they talk about it, we inherit
a multi-billion dollar war
for some weapons of mass destruction that we never found.
Never found.
And nobody never talks about that. Lives was lost on both sides. Iraq, you know, all right, we had to get in Saddam Hussein. I agree with the Republicans. But listen how Obama got their lives. Got him one-on-one. Boom. Called him. However they got him, they got him. That's how they should have got Saddam Hussein. We had to go kill a whole bunch of people and making us think it was like this, and then it comes to find out it wasn't. You know,
it wasn't even, we was after the wrong person.
Weapons of mass destruction. We took over that whole place and never found them.
We found Bin Laden and Saddam.
We ain't find the weapons of mass destruction.
I mean, what else you want them to do?
I mean, the only thing that's just killing me is that after the Republicans, you know, bankrupt us, downgraded New York, downgraded America, let me say, with the stunt they pulled with the financial district and made all that money while all the rest of us suffered, they still feel like he should have just popped a finger, snapped a finger or something and changed the world. I mean, it's almost impossible for you to get out of a $15 billion debt that was handed to you.
In just 3 years, in just 3-4 years.
And
no.
If you really pay attention to what...
It took 8 years to make it, so it should at least take 8 years to fix it.
It's probably going to take 8 or more because it was easy for them to mess it up. That was nothing.
And, you know, the crazy part about it is that these guys know people is fact-checking them. They know people is fact-checking them. I think they disrespected the independent voter because... Being that they're lying so much, it's like saying that the independent voter is so stupid that they just don't want a black president. Like,
yeah, I think the role they play is the same.
You know, that's the role they're playing. Like, the independent voter can't see that they're lying. If you're an independent voter, they're telling you, oh, listen, you know, he's black. Forget everything else because we're going to lie to you. You don't care about that. But he's black.
He's black, and let's get him out.
You know, and that's what it is because.
And you know that's what it is because he keeps throwing that in there that
he's
not American.
But you know, he's just as much as American as you if you have Mexican. And the thing about it, the funny thing about Mitt Romney, you claim in Mexico, but you're ready to stop Mexican people from coming in.
Let me tell you, I'm gonna be real with you. I was hoping to see Mitt Romney, which I knew was never going to happen. Do something different. You know what I'm saying? Show his true colors of what he failed. Because it's like he just flip-flops with every situation, with every thing that comes out
before me. A man that's in a church, whether it's a Baptist church, whether it's it could even be a Muslim church. You're going to find out that the people, if he's the leader of that church, you're going to find out that people he has, every person has touched people's lives. There's a priest that touched my life in Catholic churches. I'm not even Catholic. I just went to a Catholic church because my friend went there, but, you know, spoke to a priest. So it's like I'm not trying to downplay what he did as a Mormon, but I'm just trying to say there's always when you have a church and you're a pastor or something like that, there's always going to be people that you touch and you help. That's the way, you know what I mean? There's always going to be people speaking good about you.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but if you look at all the Republicans, they all was – it's like they gave up on Mitt Romney. Like, we know Mitt and this dude ain't going to win. So we're promoting for 2012.
You can even tell that from some of the speeches from the people in there.
Like
Chris Crispy. I know I'm saying his long wrong, but he looked like a Crispy. But Chris Christie got up there and talked about himself and what he would do and when he promoted himself.
They saying Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, Condoleezza Rice.
Now, I'm going to tell you, only, and this is real true, there's two ways that you can feel like this as a black person. You can feel that you're proud of her. You know, she's Secretary of State. She broke the barrier with the golf thing recently. You know what I mean? She made some accomplishment. But then you'll feel sorry for as a black person because, you know, even though Condoleezza Rice is up there, standing up there for every single thing that's right, and she's trying to really make moves, the people behind her, is only using her for her color.
Is only using her for her color.
And that's how I felt. And then, you know, like, because when she brought up, I understand what she said when, you know, this little girl in Birmingham, whatever she said, wherever she was at, and, you know, Jim Crow law. But the people that you are with are people who ancestors and some of them themselves grew up believing in that thing.
And
Jim
still
Crow
are.
Law,
you can see how.
You know, Mitt Romney probably, 9 times out of 10, was somebody who believed in that Jim Crow law, you know? I mean, it's 2012, and he says, who let the dogs out? That's a stereotypical way of listening to. Who let the dogs out? Black people said that. It was said, not even people by black people. Once it goes commercial, hip-hop, this is what white people fail to realize. I must say this again to y'all on K. Nicole's show. Once white people start saying the word of hip-hop, it's not no more in hip-hop. When getting jiggy with it, nobody in hip-hop says get jiggy with it. Only Will Smith, because he was a crossover rapper, and the white people he crossed over to, and maybe some older black people who didn't like hardcore hip-hop. Once words being used by white people, we do not use them no more. And that's in the real hip-hop community. So when you're saying, break one out of who let the dogs out, once people started saying that, became a sellout song.
Yep.
You know, whoop did it, became a sellout song. You know what I'm saying? We say songs, the songs that you white people is not going to say. Y'all not going to walk around saying, bitches ain't ten buttholes, but that's to the hood. And you only gonna be in the hood to understand that. You ain't gonna be looking at that song as like you dissing every woman, you know. Now,
me, when I hear all that stuff and it be something towards the slang or the hip hop community, it just is never genuine. It just sounds like they're mocking.
It's just mocking.
Mocking the, you know, mocking everything.
Yeah, you know, like you see it on all the TV shows. They always say that's when they get ghetto and they say something slick. And it's like a punchline. And it's funny that saying black slang word could be a punchline for a white person.
Punchline for a white person, because it's just marking the culture. But we're still talking about Clint Eastwood. Now, Clint Eastwood, for those of y'all that didn't watch the part of the Republican...
The crazy grand old...
Republican convention. Clint Eastwood got on stage to do his thing with an empty chair. And then the empty chair was supposed to be a make-believe... President
they wanted Clint
Obama.
Eastwood. They got Dirty Harry last night.
I don't know who they got.
They got drunk Dirty Harry from the bar.
I would say drunk Daddy Dirty Harry. Yes,
he looked drunk. Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood looked like a fucking 82-year-old man. Dead
like
ass.
Who in makeup? Let me tell you something. Who at the Republican National Convention? The makeup artist. Who? Anybody in makeup should be slapped in their face for letting them come out through.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Seen his suit? It looked like his suit was like two sizes too big. He looked like a bag man.
You guys need to, I'm gonna tell you, the Democrats are gonna show them next week.
It's gonna be shown how to jazz up.
That thing was so boring with Obama bash, and it was boring.
Bush was better.
Bush
I give Mitt Romney. See, Mitt Romney can't become humanized. He's a rich. I mean, like he's just like.
Your McCain and Sarah Palin was really exciting. Like
he's just so super rich and so like out of touch. Like he's like in a bubble in his own world of making money and just being a rich money making man. He don't know nothing about no lower class middle class, and he really, really, and truly don't care about none of them either.
Somebody should get fired. Did you see Aaron Rodney say she was pissed off? She was pissed off.
Listen, you could look at the move with Clint Eastwood and look at Mitt Romney. It's just something that would be the move. He makes some dumbass move to do some dumbass.
But the thing is, they make Aaron Rodney seem like she's better qualified to be the president than Mitt.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, they try to use her to show, but you see her more presidential than you see Mitt. She seems like she controls it. Oh, Mitt does this.
Oh, that's how the women
do. Mitt does that. She doesn't seem like the first lady type to me. Like, when you see Michelle Obama, like, she seems like, I'm pushing this motherfucker. He better get president. I'm tired of his ass. You know?
Yeah.
He better be president. We keep running for this. This is the closest we got. Now, we got to go for it. You know, she want to be the first lady. You know she did.
Yeah, she's thirsty.
Coming, you know,
you know they got
like
their image. That's
like
the
Jackie
right.
Kennedy and that.
Listen, that is the right there rich society. Those people.
I don't think she has. They say she has the first lady quality. I don't think so. Maybe the new conservative. But
she got
not
the
a
qualities
Kennedy
of sticking behind her man because
she's not a
Laura
Bush.
Every time he lies, she come out there and back up the lie.
One thing about Laura Bush, you know, I can say she has some style to her, you know. And she did face the kids and reading. You know what I mean? She has some style to her. You looked at Bush, like how you hooked up with her when you looked at Laura Bush. You know what I mean? You looked at like your dad, you know.
I mean, you know, I'd be opposite the track. She was in a cut, too. You can see she had to tell Bush
something. Yeah,
some
she had to tell
Bush,
but Bush was the president. He ran. He walked the walk. Even though Bush got in trouble, but he walked it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
he
you
could have.
And
he said
it.
You said something
it.
On the stage, the Bush would throw it right back at you. Ronald Reagan the same way. You know, Rush Limbaugh, you can say what you want. You got a weak candidate this time. He can't even tell the truth. He can't even say nothing. Bush ain't never.
He's not even the truth. He doesn't have no issues that he stuck to and defines
Bush,
his party.
Problems that I ain't looking for him right now. You know, he like he tell you the truth, like stood by what he stood for. You know. These guys, they just lie. Like Paul Ryan, he looks so fake.
Yeah, he looks
I'm trying to understand why they feel he's the fresh new. Maybe because he just had the ideas, but when you look at him, his speech was so corny.
And full of lies. They just be lying.
Bring
like
his mom.
Grandma.
You gonna bring your mom and your grandma.
Kids.
And then you gonna lie while you bring your mom and your grandma.
What's so crazy is you got your mom, your grandma, and you're against anything to help them. You're against Medicare for them. You're against women's rights for them. You're against equality in women.
But
you have a wife and daughters, and you don't feel like they should be equal to men? Like, it's crazy.
The grandkids are just like they worked at Bain Capital.
They all look like they
were like
Gap
little.
They all look
they
like
all
Gap kids,
like
little rich white
little
kids.
Capital guys. Like, already with the little tackies, you know, they could have freaked them, do some kid clothes on them. You know what I mean? That's how we do. Regular people do that. Like they throw stuff down.
Well,
they got some nice, you know. They didn't have to make them all. Every little boy had on a white shirt. That's like, you know,
well,
I never
yeah, they had the same.
Wrong.
Nah, they looked cute to me. They should have been dressed up for the convention. It was a convention.
I mean, you can be dressed up, but see, they can't wear their own thing. Like,
that's
know,
how they do. All little kids
couldn't wear the plaid shirt. Little Bobby wore the gray shirt, and little Mitt wore something else. They looked at like, okay, we're giving out flyers to dad. They looked like they started a little flyer business or a little business. But I'm not mad at them.
Regardless of if you
wrong.
Disagree with me and Stu about the Democrats or whatever, but the your Republican Party does not have no stuffing. It has nothing. It just tell every time Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, and any of them get up there, they never talk about what they plan, the steps
they
plan to do to change the world. All they do is talk about what Obama's doing wrong. The
Republicans
don't never say what they want to do or implement. They just get in there and do some crazy stuff and mess up the whole world. If you look at it, look at it. Think about it. Bush was in office for 8 years. On that last 8 years, you telling me the whole economy just crashed? It's like they kept it sustained until they made their money. Bush walked off of this thing.
Yeah, all
with,
of them made money. Bush,
money.
Cheney, all those guys are saying, let me tell you, all these guys
and you
are
know what
Mitt
Romney
dad,
is about? He about the oil and all that stuff. That's
you know
that's
why
Mitt
Romney don't
want to
let you see
his
taxes? Because he wasn't doing bad this year. See, people thinking he got something illegal in there. Something else they can criticize him for is he made a lot of profit.
Oh, he made a lot.
If he made a lot of money this year, we could easily say, well, you're sitting there claiming about the economy is bad, but, you know, and that's what they're saying. None of those dudes that are saying that is doing bad.
The one thing that get me mad is that when they start talking about, oh, we need to shut down the government this, but each one of them have government funding. They got tax cuts from the government. They live it off the government. This is how they rich like that. That is how Mitt Romney gets his money right. He knows how to evade the taxes from the government
using the government. His grandma, his family. He tried to bring them to him. Like, the mob is on it now. He tried to clean it up.
They try to switch up the whole plan a little bit since it's in the spotlight, so, you know, they try to switch up their whole little budget plan, but I guarantee you it's the same.
Their speeches was mediocre, and Clint Eastwood is the only thing they talked about. I will tell you something. Clint Eastwood could have went out there with Obama and did the same thing. I don't care. And Obama, when he came out with a powerful speech, though. First of all, Democrats wouldn't even did that.
No, we wouldn't have did
that. Like Al Sharpton said, we just threw the hook around him. The Apollo
12
pulled them off.
I hear him say that.
Yeah, that's all Sharpton said. We pulled the Apollo on them, pulled them off.
Listen,
man,
make sure y'all stay tuned in to MSNBC?
MSNBC, Politic Nation.
Politic Nation.
That's my man.
Al Sharpton, just MSNBC. Keep that channel popping.
Yeah, all of them is good.
They got all the candidates. They be up there, you know.
Chris Matthews.
They be fair with it, too. They try to give them away. I give Mitt Romney his one or two little points. You can look at them, too, so
you can see how much they hate on your
party.
Liars, too, though.
It's the Republicans. Of course they lie. You can see how much lies they lie over there, too.
Fox for the three friends, oh, my God, them and Hannity. Hannity seems like the guy you just want to beat up when you see him.
Yeah, he just.
I bet you Hannity needs all types of security.
I just feel like they get away with so much disrespect towards our president.
Like O'Reilly.
Like, I just don't think that's right.
Like sex offender O'Reilly. You know, he's talking about everybody, but yet he has some stuff in his chat. They all stuff come out, man. That's one thing about the rich people.
Yeah.
They pay to keep their dirt. And then somebody be like, you know what, you can't pay me no more. I'm just going to tell them, write a book and sell it to the network.
And get more.
You know? And then that's
the same thing they would have did.
And they killed some, you know. You know, another talk is, man, we got to give a rest in peace to Chris Lighty, man. Sad tragedy. Killed himself.
Yeah.
That's in the business. You know, suicide. So they say. Right now, that's what they're saying. But Chris Lighty passed away, you know what I mean? And Harlem had buried Eric Barnes, you know, Eric Barnes just built some streets of Harlem, legend in the streets. So some things went down. But yeah, Chris Lighty.
And Eric Ron Zip both passed away. Shout out to the family. Condolences to the family, definitely.
The whole was, you know, they had the chariots. You know, you haven't seen one of those things in a long time, you know, since like, you know, come through Harlem. Since I think the last person they rode through there, like, was James Brown. And before that, you know, a regular person from the hood that was known, you know. You've seen him with Mike Tyson. You've seen him with Puffy. You've seen him with a lot of people in this business. You know, a lot of people in Harlem know him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Rest in peace to him.
Rest in peace to both of them.
Definitely. Shout out to Lighty.
Definitely losing a few this year, man.
Yeah. I remember Chris Lighty, man, back in the Calliope days, man. You know, back when I worked at Calliope Studios with my man Ron. He used to come through there, man, with a lot of stuff there. You know, he had Tribe Called Quest and a lot of guys at the time, man. You know, he did a lot of stuff, man. Chris Lighty been in the game for a long time. I mean, people know him through 50 and all that stuff. But Chris Lighty been in the game for a long time, man. Like I said, I remember him coming through the Calliope Studios, booking time when I used to work at Calliope Studios, man, down there on 33rd. Shout out, you know, give a rest in peace to Chris Lighty, no doubt.
No doubt. It's your girl, K. Nicole's Ladies Night. We're going to get into some more music and some more politics when we come back. You know we got to keep chopping up the Republicans, you know? We got to stick together, Democrats. Make sure y'all get out there and vote.
Word,
sure
they're going to see me
that.
In that new movie coming out like two, three weeks, man.
Trying to be an actor.
Also, shout out to my man Mo Money. I'm in the new Mo Money video with Mo Money. That's my man. That's my homie. I'm going to have Bo come on the show, man, probably in a couple of weeks, man. Probably we're going to talk about that movie and everything, man.
Listen, shout out to all y'all tuned in right now. Big shout out. This Ladies Night, Friday night shout outs too. So you want to get your shout on. Number is 914-338-1685. Friday's night, Ladies Night. And we're going to get into some Monica real quick.
Oh, yeah, hold up, hold up. Before we go. September 14th, y'all. Your man DJ Big Stu, I will also be on 99.3.
Oh, that's right.
You know, you're going to hear Kay Nicole doing a little traffic on the show.
99.3, here
you
we
go. She'll be having her little spots on the show with me, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., 99.3. You know what I mean? Check me out. You know what I mean?
Listen. Did y'all hear what we said? We're going to do the damn thing on 99.3.
Yeah.
It's the joint.
Shout out to my DJ Main.
Yeah.
You will be hearing him on Beast 2 Radio, and he will be with me on 99.3. Big shout out to him, man. We going in there real big, man.
Definitely. Make sure y'all definitely support that. That'll be every Friday, right, Stu? September 14th from 6 to 8. You
6
know
to
8
p.m., man.
You know it's going down.
DJs. We'll be on
Rock
the air from 1 to 8 p.m., but your man Big Stu, I'll be on from 6 to 8 live.
99.3. That's big talk right there. This is your girl, Kay Nicole. We'll get back to Monica. Monica.
Help me grow.
Scheming, I can't go on like
Montel Jordan song, sexy, still sexy as hell right now. Like, this your girl, K. Nicole, Ladies Night. And, like I said, we into the politics and good music this night, this evening. We were just kicking it about, you know, the Republican convention and the things that went on. And, you know, I'm a Democrat. I think I'll be a Democrat till I die, because I don't see the things that the Republicans offer that's going to be for the, you know, the middle class, lower income, and, you know, the honest and true, you know, high income makers, you know? So, Democrat for life. But I truly, truly was hoping to see Mitt Romney do something a little different, like to see if he show his true colors, to see if he come out there and be true to his plans, true to his word, and to say something. I really wanted to hear what he was planning to do, you know, give you the benefit of the doubt. I wanted to hear what you was planning to do, where you going to take the country that I'm in, how are you going to help the people that's out of work, and, you know, how are you going to make sure women get equal rights, and how are you going to make sure that the elderly will never have to worry about their health care. And I didn't see any of that. He didn't mention any of that. You know what I'm saying? I was hoping Mitt Romney would get up there and stand for something. And then say, you know what? At least he got his agenda together. But no, no, no. Old Mitt is very predictable. He definitely didn't come up there and let us know anything about the plans. All he did was bash the president, as always. And the one little point, though, he did make, he started talking about his parents, you know what I'm saying, and he kind of choked up a little bit. And it was a deep story because he talked about, you know, his father would give his mother a rose every morning. Every morning his father would leave a rose on his mother's pillow. And the reason his mother found out that something was wrong and that the father was dead is because one morning she woke up, there was no rose. And that was, you know, that's deep right there. That's real touching. And that was the only part that he showed of himself. The only true part. That was true part to his heart, talking about his mother and his father and, you know, the passing of his father. And that right there showed him. But he just couldn't hold on to it. He still had to come out there saying something crazy. Mitt Romney wants to create more oil production and decrease decrease anything dealing with the planet and preserving the country and bettering the country and finding out ways to enrich the country or, you know, finding out other ways to live, you know what I'm saying? Just in case, this planet doesn't sustain all the crazy stuff we do in it all the time. So he doesn't want Obama to keep putting money into, you know, the funding for finding alternate ways and sustaining our own, you know, natural resources. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want us to keep putting money into that. That, he says, is a waste of time. A waste of time? Saving the planet that's making you all them hundreds of millions of dollars, you don't even want to bother. You just feel like, let's just keep digging in the planet and creating more pollution and what? Barreling for oil. This is all it's about for Mitt Romney. Money. It just shows. And when you look at Mitt Romney, you got to really think about it. In some sense, you say, you know, maybe a CEO or, a business-minded person like that could get the company on, get the country on the right track. And then you got to really look and think that a CEO of a money managing firm, he's the one that come in. And when you see them coming in, you know that there's got to be some cuts and some firings or something going to happen when the job goes down, because here come the cut man, you know what I'm saying? Here come the fixer. Mitt Romney was the type of guy that would go into companies and take over when the company is going down and find any way, any means necessary to make the company money and, you know, start slashing and cutting things. So that's just how he's going to do with our country and you know, our budgets and everything else. He's going to slash everything and make everything possible for him, of course, to make money. Him and his people to make money while the rest of us are struggling, you know. I just don't see how some of them are making so much money, hundreds of thousands, damn near billionaires, right? do you see how much money they put up for this man in an election year? All the money that these rich men are getting together, rich people are getting together, putting together, they could have saved the country already. The country could have been saved. You understand what I'm saying? That's just, it's just crazy, man. The money that they all put their money towards, all of them big business people put their money towards Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney is definitely going to give them the biggest tax breaks out. You know what I'm saying? So they got their big money right on him, even though nobody wants him. But his big money outshined the rest of the candidates. Either way, none of the candidates was a good candidate for this year anyway. They all had some crazy candidates that's not even really focused on the real task at hand, getting the country back on track, getting the people to be happy again or to be moving forward again. It's just crazy. I don't know. All I know is that we got a better deal with the Republicans. We got a better deal with keep moving with Obama and letting him keep implementing his stuff and making the right decisions. You know, Obama's in there. It's been 4 years. 4 years went by like butter. You know what I'm saying? There's no way you can turn that much of a debt right around that fast without really hurting people. But this coming year, Obama gonna get into them richies. I know it. He gonna make sure them taxes is on point. And that's why they trying to get Mitt Romney in there, because Mitt Romney done sold out already. He just ready to make money and get in there and make money for his other people. So, we know how it go. This your girl, Kanan Cole. Do put some music on real quick. We're gonna come right back. Get Stu's opinion on some of this stuff. It's your girl, K. Nicole, Ladies Night. And make sure y'all stay tuned in. I'll be right back.
Come on.
still, yes, yes, still. Still the bomb, still the bomb. Yes, it's your girl, K. Nicole. Ladies Nice, Beast Stu Radio. I'm on here, me and Stu. And, you know, we're talking music. We got the music going and we're talking politics, you know, just chopping it up a little. And I have to talk about the Republican convention because next week I will definitely bring in the Democratic convention and stuff that went on and how good Obama gonna do. But it's just amazing that all that talk, all those speeches, and all those people and everybody that came up there, not one of them, especially Mitt Romney or Ryan, said anything about the war going on. Anything about how these troops are dying every day, how it's just crazy out there. They don't speak about the real truth. All Mitt Romney do is talk about what Obama didn't do or not doing. It's all right. You can say that. All right. We got your opinion. All right. Obama didn't do it. He didn't accomplish this. You feel he didn't do that, which Obama really put his foot down in there. He did a lot of things. And when he was trying to make moves, the Republican Congress was stopping him all kind of ways. President or no president, everybody has rules and everybody has things they got to follow and do. Even though you're a president, you can't just make decisions that's just going to be a decision. You got to go through, you know, a team of people to make these decisions. And when you got a team of Republican Congress who don't want you to succeed, who deliberately rejected everything you came across, no matter how much it helped the economy, they didn't care. They just want him out. You know what I'm saying? And that goes to show with a lot of things. They just want him out. They're just so disrespectful towards this president just because they want him out. It's just amazing to me. It's amazing to me that it's so acceptable. Today, I'm scrolling down my Facebook. You know, the Facebook posts you see and up posting, up posting. Well, here we go. One catches my eye. Somebody got to be white because it says white people are tired of this nigga. And then the picture shows a picture of President Obama with a rope and him hanging from a rope. 2012, we still got the racist, ignorant, uneducated assholes out there still trying to make their presence, which is, it just goes to show you that, you know, the struggle will always continue. We're going to be fighting for this right of equality forever, you know what I'm saying? It just shows that it's never going to be something that we'll win. It's never going to be something that we can accomplish. It's always going to be somebody with a hidden agenda. It's always going to be like every now and then somebody will pop out, bring the races. They'll be obedient for a while, quiet down, settle down. But then they can't hold it in. They got to come out and let everybody know what assholes they are still assholes. Because most of the racist people that be like that and really look down on people like that, half of them have uneducated mentality. And that doesn't go to show that you went to school. I mean a mentality that's uneducated. The broadness of the mind frame, of your own mind frame, your own mindset, to have your own opinion and your own decision about something, not just because this is what somebody told you to be like. Your own mind, your own thoughts, and your own opinions. That's what these racists are. They are ignorant without their own minds, their own opinions, and they hide in the shadows. They do little slick stuff and post it and hide behind it. You know what I'm saying? Come out, be real with yourself. Let everybody know that you're just an asshole. Come out, wherever you are. But that post just, you know, it almost brung tears in my eyes, like, wow, this day and age, and the President of the United States, and you're just so disrespectful, you got him hanging on a rope, and you put it on Facebook, man, it's just amazing to me how some people are, man. It's amazing to me how 2012 going to 2013 and you can't even come above the ignorance. You still can't? Wow. I mean, everybody got they caught up on whoever they got they caught up on. You know what I'm saying? I talked about this the other week, especially when I was talking about the kids and all of us being a little, you know, got a little, what did we call it? What did we say? They have, they just got, it's always some little racism or something in the deal, you know what I'm saying? Even with kids, you know, if you teach them, they learn what you teach them. My son is 4 years old, and sometimes I just mess with him. I'll be like, oh, what color is this? What color is your mom? He said his mom is light. That's my color. I'm light. Well, his color is brown, and his dad is dark brown. It's just amazing, because when my daughter was little, my daughter is 12 now, and I used to say, well, what color are you? She's really light, like her mama, a little lighter than me. She's like, I'm white. I'm like, you're not white. You're black. No, I'm not black. I'm not black. And it just was hilarious to me. But that was just all pure child right there. She just looked at her skin like, I'm white. I'm white. You brown, you brown. You black, you dark, you black. You know what I'm saying? That's just pure kids. And that's when you let them know the differences as they're growing up. No, sweetie, you are a light-skinned black young lady. You know? And that's just what it is. You got to teach them what it is and let them know what they are and who they are. And if you're teaching them hate and racism, they're going to grow up to hate and be racist. And guess what? They're not going to grow to really explore and understand what's going on in the world and in the country and in their life and in society and the things and people around them. Because no matter what, we live on this planet together, and I don't care how racist you are, you still going to have to see me somewhere, and deal with me. That's just what life is about. And the thing that made me so mad, how could y'all be mad at us? How could you be mad at us when you're the ones that enslaved us and took advantage of us, our women, children, and everything else, and you got the nerve to be mad? If anybody should be mad, it should be us. If anybody should have something to say and want to be racist and act funny, it should be us. But you know what? We're better people. We better people. We're better survivors. And it's just, that's just what it is, you know? And I guess that's the hate in them for us, because they know you cannot break us. You tried, but it didn't work. You'll never be able to do that. You'll never be able to break us. You'll never be able to stop us. We're going to always be here surviving. And we're going to survive all the time. Because the life that you chose, you couldn't even handle something bad. You know? Well, that's just what it is. This your girl, K. Nicole, Beast Through Radio. You know? And we still here. I'm going to play some music. And we're going to keep moving. We're going to keep talking politics. Keep talking, you know, racism and stereotypes. That was my word. I couldn't, for some reason, it didn't come to me. Stereotypes and everything else. We're going to definitely keep talking about the GOP convention. So, here's some music. Yeah, stay tuned then. It's your girl, K. Nicole, Beast Through Radio. Here we go. Here we go.
The number one question is, can the feds get it? I got vendettas and dice games, but this ass better than niggas who pump wheels and drive jettas. Say that.
Wait, picture of that split up. Fuck fist fight, the lane scuffle. Pillowcase to your face, make your shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muzzle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most hated,
man, faded. Y'all punk, really, I run up and stun still. Scared so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie, squeezed off on him, left the paramedics breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mob ties like Sinatra? Peruvian start to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700, they ain't paid them yet. Rolex and bracelets, fuck it. Ring two, niggas riding away, call me Igloo. Six,
who is it? Four, niggas, six, just draw. Where you from? Brooklyn going out for all.
Big smalls, nigga, shit your jaws. Brooklyn, represent y'all. Hit your paws, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhymes to play me. I'm from Mars, see, I'm Bar City, jump your JV.
Sugar JV. Nigga, baby. Westside flows malicious. Delicious. Fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62, gym stars, my mom's dishes. Graham chopping. Police, Van Dockin. He's at my door knocking.
Yeah, rockin'. Yeah, no more mister. Nice guy, switch your shit. The fuck back with the pistol. Lazy, hot like. Hotter than even holy work at the day's end. For New York place outside.
Get up out of here. Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high. Shit gets steeper. Here comes the good reaper. Right, right. Need the keys to your end keeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the show told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit six shots just in case.
What you trying to do? Made a fortune off Peru. Extra dyke, China white, hair on. Nigga, please, like short sleeves, I bear wrong. Stay out the way from here on.
Clear,
gone.
Me and Gunna had two spots. The two for $5 hit the blue top. Gotta go, Coolio, mean it's getting too hot. If they have twins, you probably have two hot.
Time to separate the pros from the cons, the platinum from the bronze. They bought a soft shit from that leather on the pawn. A S1 diamond from my eye-class dawn. A Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, huh? Brooklyn, sippin' on.
Crystal forever. Play the crib when it's mink weather. The mafia, cheap cannons in the Mark Buchanan. Usually quattro cinco to sell thin flow. Talking ya, man, slugs to your autograph. I want it, ya.
JC and Biggie
Smalls,
nigga, shit, she draw.
Sitting on Lorenzo's back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Yet, hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kissed. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around. You just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, applied from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spent all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through, 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Yeah.
Nicole. Y'all know how we do. Well, you know, I just want to throw my little bug in there. Make sure y'all get out there and vote, man. Make sure y'all paying attention to what's going on in your country, in your town, in your neighborhood, with your politics, with your party, with your Democratic or Republican party. Make sure you know what's going on, man, because this is real times, you know. 2013, our planet is changing. Everything is going up. People are barely affording things. We got people right here in New York City, in America, that's in poverty, and it's a shame because we are a rich country. And I just want y'all to stay tuned into what's going on, you know, around the world. No, don't be so caught up in these, you know, reality shows. Make sure y'all know what's going on, the reality of the real reality that's going on. Like I said, I'm not going to stay on here too long. I'm supposed to roll over there with DJ Vix, too. We about to go to the movie set. But, like I said, everybody out there that's partying tonight, y'all be safe. You know, y'all party right. Drink responsible. Don't drink and drive. Everybody enjoy their weekend, man. It's your girl, K. Nicole, DJ Vix, too, doing the do. And, I'm about to go watch him be an actor. You know I'm going to be dying laughing, right? You know Friday when I come back, I got some stories to tell or something, right? But you know how we do it. It's K. Nicole, Beastie Radio, Ladies Night. Yo, everybody have a good weekend. Have a good night, man. Peace to y'all.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.